Welcome to Community Connections with Children's Services Council of St. Lucie County. I am just one of your humble hosts, Sean Boyle, and not with me today is my normal co-host, but standing in is our good friend. You want to introduce yourself?
I am. Did you forget my name?
No, I know it, but
I am Teresa Aronson, CEO of the St. Lucie County Chamber of Commerce, humbly standing in for Ashley.
I did not forget your name, but I appreciate the reminder. Welcome to the show. It's all about connecting you, the listeners, and the viewers this month about where we talk about resources and things that are available for our great community we call St. Lucie County. Now, we at the Children's Services Council come to you on air every Sunday on 104.5 The Flame at 10 a.m. But thanks to a wonderful partnership with WOLX, the St. Lucie Public Schools channel, WOLX Horizon, I should say, we come to you video-wise. I always say I have the face for radio, but once a month I gotta improvise here.
I was a broadcast major, and I too have a face for radio, which I did do for a while.
And we're grateful for that partnership with WLX Horizon, the St. Lucie Public School Channel. And if you're wondering, if you're listening to the radio program or downloading the podcast version, because look at, we're the king of all media here. If you're wondering what our faces look like, check your local cable provider for WLX Horizon, or do what I do, what my son taught me, jump on YouTube, look up WLX Horizon St. Lucie. You'll find all the wonderful programs that are offered by our St. Lucie Public Schools, including this one, which, believe it or not, Teresa, goes back at least 9 years.
You've been doing this for 9 years.
I know, we haven't gotten any better.
I think it's great. This is my third time maybe filling in, I think, for Ashley. 9 years.
Big shoes to fill. You can see Ashley and I grow. Ashley started when she was 12.
Yeah.
And I started when I was 50.
We've definitely watched his hair grow.
Yes,
sure.
All right. I'm quickly going to change the subject to let everybody know what I say, that we talk about resources and things that are available for children and families in St. Lucie County. A reminder that your Children's Services Council, the St. Lucie Children's Services Council, focuses on five priorities. I'm going to ask Trista if she knows those five priorities.
Sure. It is making sure every baby is a healthy baby, keeping, stopping child abuse before it happens, keeping kids in school, keeping kids off the drugs and other risky behaviors, and keeping kids off the streets.
Absolutely.
Yay!
If we had a bell, we would ding it, ding, ding, ding.
Yeah,
she got all five of them right. And at your Children's Services Council, we develop systems of care and fund programs in those five categories that are available to all children and families. Now, the best way to learn about those offerings, let me rephrase, the funnest way to learn about those offerings is to tune into the radio show and watch the TV show. However, you want to shortchange all that. You're like, Sean, Teresa, I'm already bored with your show. Just give me the information. You can go on our website, which is csclc.org, this family guide of all of our funded programs, all the resources in those five categories that we offer to the community is available on there. The website on your TV screen right below here. But for our radio listeners, it's the acronym for Children's Services Council St. Lucie County. So it's www.csclc.org. And I'm going to up the ante. If you are like, Sean, that's great, but I am old school and I want paper copies, we have paper copies and we'll be happy to deliver them to your school, your place of business, your place of worship, or any civic group. Or if you have a community event, invite us out there and we'll come out there and make sure that the friends and families that attend have these guides to help the loved ones in their life.
And it's the Cliff Notes version, right?
It is.
I don't think Cliff Notes is a thing anymore.
Yeah, I think we should ask our guests at some point, not now, if you know
what Cliff Notes
means. It flies
in the face of the purpose of the show this week, the Cliff Notes.
Good point. I'm so old school, I can remember when this directory was 30 pages.
Oh, wow.
And we'd go to an event, we'd bring 200 of them. And so I had muscles, much like our guests back then. But again, that's a little foreshadowing. I also remind everybody, if you want to learn more about the Children's Services Council and or you want inspirational messaging, or if you just want to know what's going on in the community, make sure you check out our social media presence, which is Facebook. Look up Children's Services Council. Make sure you put in the St. Lucie, because there are other Children's Services Councils. And as you can imagine, we're particularly fond of the one in our community. Or you can go on Instagram, which is like Facebook without words. Just look up St. Lucie CSC and you can find our page on there. Now, I have as a host our good friend Teresa.
Yes, co-host.
Host. I'm going to step out now. You just take it over.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. But we are fortunate that our Chamber of Commerce understands the intersection, if you will, of helping families and children and our workforce.
Yeah, for sure.
And so we've partnered on multiples.
Yeah, I think, you know, when we first met, there was sort of a lack of knowledge of the connection between business and children's services, but I think we've been pretty successful in explaining it to people over and over again. But I do want to say my receptionist, Trish, just had a baby, and she had her at-home visit,
nurse
right?
home visit.
And
excellent.
I told her about it, and we talked about it beforehand, too, which was, and she's like, oh, yeah, they're coming. And so I'm very happy that people understand that. So if I'm not taking advantage of it, because I don't have any new babies, thank goodness, your workforce might be, your coworkers, your workforce probably are.
Right. When we think about working families, they need to have peace of mind while they're at work. So where mm-hmm. are their kids going after school? If they're sick, do they have health insurance? Are they getting academic support or even newborns?
Yeah.
And that's where that intersection comes in. And I will also say, because she's being very modest, we also partnered to make Young Floridian available, which is an excellent scholarship program for seniors. We also partner with Summer Passports.
Oh, Summer Passport. Oh, my goodness. It is a lot of work, but so worth it.
So Summer Passports is a partnership with the Chamber and the Children's Services Council where we provide funds. Trissa works with local vendors that do local excursions in the summer, and we get our summer programs into those local excursions so they can learn about our community.
They do. And for us in the small business community, it keeps some of these smaller vendors going through a very tough time in tourism. You know, our Sail a Key or our Lisa's Kayaks. I mean, they have a tough go over it in the summer, and this really helps them out a lot.
And I just want to emphasize how strong of a partnership we have. We give out an award once a year. It's called the Catherine Basile Champion for Children Award. And I think one of our first non-youth serving Champion for Children Award went to my friend here, our co-host here today, Trissa Aronson. And that was about five years ago?
At least 5 years ago, I think, probably. Because it was when Brad was still the chair of the chamber, so we're talking maybe six.
So what you didn't understand is when we give you that award, that means that you're forever hooked into the Children's Services Council, and anytime we need a co-host, whether Ashley or I are out, you're stepping in.
Okay, very good. But Ashley, thankfully, is not out much.
Right.
Very rare.
So before we get to our guests, I want to make sure, because the chamber has so much going on, we actually, before taping the show, we're just at a chamber event where, you know, it's a great networking opportunity, but there's so much more with small business help, the work that you do with the Children's Services Council, the tourism, all that stuff. If somebody wants to learn about the chamber, what's the best way for them to find out?
You know, it depends. I always say call us. Let's figure out what your interest levels are and where they lie, because we do everything from Summer Passport for kids to Leadership St. Lucie for adults.
Forgot about leadership.
Yeah,
yes.
To you know, networking events. But what am I most proud of, honestly, is our Small Business Assistance Program, which we do with local government. And I don't think we've gotten that message out on this channel ever before. But if you're going to start, expand, open, or thinking about an idea for business, please come and see me first, because I need you to be really aware of all possible pitfalls and really mitigate your expectations.
Go with all eyes wide open. To say business is money. And that even includes nonprofits, we should say.
Oh, absolutely. Well, nonprofit's a business, right?
Absolutely.
And if you're not running it like a business, it's probably not good, right?
Right.
So, yeah, anything that you're going to do, I'm going to help you out on the front end so you don't lose money on the back end.
So do you want to give your phone number out?
Sure. It's 772-595-9999.
595-9999. That's easy to memorize.
I know. The Chamber's had that phone number for probably four decades, I think.
That's why you're able to get such an easy number to remember.
Yeah.
All right. So we are lucky today.
You're so lucky.
I mean that sincerely. We are lucky today because we have a very special guest. We could have had Spider-Man. We could have had Superman. We could have had Deadpool. And we could have Wolverine. I can name them all.
Wait, but we could have had Deadpool?
You're like, wait a minute. That was an option? But we are fortunate today because we have a local superhero here.
Yeah.
And when I say local superhero, somebody that really, a superpower that we all need to have is the power of reading.
Mm-hmm.
And this superhero here is spreading the power of reading across our entire community. And that is St. Lucie County's own Bookman.
Welcome.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
I know you're tied to the chair, but you kind of want to stand up and do a superhero pose right now, right?
Don't do it. I was going to say, do we have the...
Don't do it.
Okay. So, I do want everybody to see that his shoes do match his outfit. It is a sight to behold.
They are going... In order to see his full outfit, you're just going to have to attend an event that
there
he's at and or request him to come out. But Bookman, we kind of introduced you. We're obviously the Children's Services Council of St. Lucie County. We understand the importance of reading. Can you talk about why reading is a superpower?
Well, I see the clock. There's only 18 minutes left, so got to wrap it up because I could talk for days about reading and why it's important. To start for myself, I learned it the hard way. growing up as a little boy, I actually didn't like reading. My parents and everywhere I go was like, you got to read, it's important. And I was like, bleh. But it wasn't until
Let's do that again. What did you say?
Blah.
Okay.
I feel like a lot of little kids feel that way, right?
Yes, yeah. I was like, blah. But it wasn't until I'm not sure if we have enough time to go into how I got my powers, but I ended up finding the right book for me. And since then, I couldn't put books down. I even brought a book today because once I'm done, I'm going to go read and learn something new. So, but reading is important, not just because it's important to be able to just be successful, but it's important because it's also fun. It's a way to just get away. You can have your own fantasy world, but you also, it's a tool to learn. And at the end of the day, if you want to be successful in the world, you have to be learning every day, every moment. And because I read so much, I know so much.
That's right.
Right. Knowledge is power.
Yes.
I mean, think about it, Teresa, just to get here today, right?
Yep.
You probably had to, I mean, just the reading is the foundation for everything, right?
Everything.
I mean, you have to read your phone to know where you're supposed to go. You're
what
reading
time I'm supposed to be there.
You're reading the signs on the door when you come in. I mean, it is literally the foundation, not just for success in school, but for success in life.
Yeah.
And so, but reading isn't necessarily a chore. So I know Bookman is very focused on the clock. I'm going to ask you to not think about the clock because I know you're anxious to read that book. But tell us a little bit about your origin story, because every superhero has an origin story.
Okay, well, it went back from when I was about, I think I went about 5, 6 years old. School went on a field trip, and we went to a library, actually, so it wasn't that expensive. So I wasn't too excited because we could have went to the zoo or something more exciting. So I was actually like, really? So it was time to head out, and the school, everybody was leaving. I had to go to the bathroom really bad, and I ran to the bathroom, and when I came out, it was dark. It was like, I'm not sure what happened. It felt like it was a time eclipse. And before you know it, I couldn't find anyone. I couldn't find a door. And it felt like forever. So I got so bored that I just kept trying to find a door. And I went through so many books, just dropping them, trying to find the key, trying to find a door. And I ended up finding a book that looked super interesting. It said, How to Get Out of a Locked Library. And I started reading it.
Yeah. So convenient.
And I started reading it. And I was like, it gave me tools to be able to find another book. And the other book was like, How to Create a Key. And so on. And before you know it, I probably read 10, 15 books and I found my way out. And ever since then, I love libraries. And I just went back home and told my mom and dad. And they were like, where you been? But it was a time eclipse because I was only gone for about 5, 10 minutes because the bus was still outside. So it was just, I'm not sure if it was a dream. But when I got home and went to my room, I had a little library at home that my parents created for me. I didn't read it until after that trip, and I read everything, and every weekend I was in the library just learning, and before you know it, I was already skipping high school and going to college, and now I use my superpowers to go in the community to encourage kids, specifically the ones that haven't found the right book. That's the most important thing. Sometimes reading can be hard because there's other variables, there's stress and things like that in life, but trying to help them find the right book, whatever they're interested in, if it's basketball, if it's just history, if it's whatever, just trying to help the children in the community find the right book. And sometimes there's challenges, not be able to get to the library or whatever the case is. As Bookman, I try to bring the books to them. So I go to community events. If I'm invited, I go to other churches, wherever wants me present, and I come and I try to bring as much books as possible to give them options, because that's at the end of the day, I may not know what they like, but they do. So trying to provide that opportunity, just the options for them to be able to pick their own, and just like I did, to fall in love.
And you have little libraries everywhere where people can go and try to help, you know, try to figure out on their own what their interest might be.
I want to say I still think we have a lot of areas that we want more libraries in. So if you're listening and you would like a library in your business or your place of worship or just a place where there's a waiting room, please contact us, because I would like to have libraries, like you said, everywhere in the community. So there's no, I can't find a book. Or I don't have this. Or that. We want to break those barriers.
Okay. And the libraries are inside, right?
Yes.
Okay.
They're all outside libraries too, but we didn't create those, but we are happy to assist those outside libraries that are in parks or different parts in the community. We're happy to reload them and fill them up with books to ensure that they're, you know, have books for the kids and sometimes adults. But my focus is the kids, because if you could have them fall in love at a young age, it's so much easier to keep that passion for not just reading, but learning.
Yeah.
So I think it's important what Bookman just brought up, because everyone's like, you know, our children need to read. Here's your textbook. Read it. Or here's, you know, here's War and Peace. Read it. I'm joking.
Yeah.
But you have to find the book that appeals to them. And I know, just because I know this from personal experience with my son, who, by the way, is now an English major and has written a book. He was not in love with reading at the beginning, but he really liked graphic novels because they're very similar to comic books. And even Jim Dwyer from our office, who's since retired, would talk about his son. The way they got him interested in reading was through comic books. So it doesn't have to be like chapter books and, you know, pages that are just, you know, pages and pages upon letters. Whatever it is to get that child's attention, to get them to start reading.
Yeah. Yes. To some degree, what they're reading is irrelevant, but they have to have some interest in it, else it's just not going to take. For me, I liked autobiographies as a kid, and that was pretty much all I read. Was autobiographies. I wish I could recapture that now, but what is your favorite book? You said you brought your favorite book, so I'm so curious as to what it is and what it's about.
Well, this book is my very favorite book in the whole wide world. So it's about a kid just like myself and how he found his very favorite book. So it's a book going about the journey. I like carrying this around to remind other children that you can find your very favorite book. And you can keep looking and looking. In this story, he went to several different places, a library. He worked with someone for an adult to be able to try to help him find his favorite book. And he actually ended up writing his own favorite book. So I didn't want to mess up the story. But at the end of the day, he ended up not finding the book, but he ended up writing his own favorite book. And ever since then, he's writing stories and things like that. So,
and it's a Children's Services funded program, right? Bookman's efforts are highly...
Absolutely. Yeah. I was going to say, spoiler alert on that book, by the way. At the Children's Services Council, and if you go to our website, again, cscslc.org, if you want to go directly to stlucyreads.org, which is stlucyreads.org, you can find out all the different ways that people can get involved. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that Bookman, in partnership with the Children's Services Council, or maybe Bookman is the Children's Services Council.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to confuse people.
We'll do that unveiling here in a minute. But one of our strategies to help with literacy is just the fact that if we want children to read, to fall in love with reading, as Bookman just stated, there has to be books available. Mm-hmm. And we just assume, you know, a lot of people may just assume, well, surely there's books in their homes.
No.
But that's not always the case. And, you know, maybe they can go to the library, but for some families, they can't just go to the library. So what do? We try to create little libraries so that when they go to places to wait, including just recently a partnership with Big Apple Pizza, where there's little libraries and the tax collector and multiple places. But one of the things that we've done is we've gone into neighborhoods, maybe neighborhoods that don't have a lot of resources, because there was a study that was done. Admittedly, it wasn't done here in this community, but it was done, and it found that in middle and higher income households, there's 13 books for every child in the home. So if you go into the household of a middle income household, there's reading material for that child. In lower income neighborhoods, what they found was there was one book for every 300 children. So how can we expect children to fall in love with reading like Bookman has unless we have books available? So we have purposely worked with neighborhood groups, nonprofit organizations, childcare, to make sure that children are going home, particularly in the summer, with 5, 6, or 7 books so they can have, as Bookman said, their own little library so they can create that joy of reading and the power of selecting their own books.
Yes, and what you mentioned about the Children's Services Council, at the end of the day, I have the power of reading and bringing books out, but we are living in America, so things need to be funded and those resources need to be made available. So the Children's Services have supported me and provided me the resources to be able to purchase the books and provide them to the community. And we do different projects with schools, with child care centers, with nonprofits, just to try to find a way to bring the books to the kids.
How many books do you think you guys have given away?
this past year?
I want to say Bookman and the Children's Services Council average between 15 to 20,000 books a year.
Oh, yes. My goodness.
Yeah.
I love that.
And now you know why his muscles are so big, because he's carrying those books.
Yes, that is
true. I know,
true.
We just partnered with the Chamber. We had an expo at the Mets game, and Bookman was there with all his books, and we gave a ton of books away that night, too.
Yes, and at the end of the day, I know I'm Bookman, but at the end of the day, I can't do it myself. It takes a community. It takes just support, because at the end of the day, I do only have two big muscles, and the books are heavy, and I need more hands. So I love the way the community comes out. Like you said, when we did it at the Met Stadium, we had a church volunteer. They had about 15 to 20 helpers, because at the end of the day, I would not have been able to do that on my own. So I love the fact that the community is getting involved in the little library and just donating books, too. We always receiving donations, mm-hmm. and we are open to receiving gently used. I have to say that again, gently used books.
Yeah.
If you want to give it to your child, please don't give it to us, because it takes more time to be able to go through the books and get rid of the ones we're not able to give back. So,
yeah.
But we thank the community for always trying to get involved, and the goal is to create other superheroes, not just Bookman.
So at this point in the show, if you happen to be watching with your child and you don't want them to know that identity, the very hidden identity of Bookman, now would be a time to turn off the show, because when we transition here, we're going to meet the person behind Bookman. But real quick, if you're interested in helping out and being part of the cause, or to help grow great readers, or to help children find their superpower in reading, I would really encourage you to go to stlucyreads.org, stlucyreads.org, or just go to the Children's Services Council website. This is an initiative of the Children's Services Council website, and there's really three distinct ways that you can do it. One is we have reading tips for parents, caregivers, and grandparents, and make sure that your child is reading every day, and there's questions to engage your child in reading. So instead of just saying, what are you reading, there's ways to kind of engage that conversation, bring it out of the child, if you will. Another way, and Bookman just referenced it, is we have little libraries. We do book giveaways all the time. Of that 15, 20,000, probably about a third, if not more, are books that have been donated. Can't emphasize enough, as he already mentioned, gently used children's books. And I want to emphasize the word children's books, having been the person that's fished out many cookbooks and encyclopedias from the 70s. Make sure that they're gently used children's books. And then lastly, another way that you can get involved, and also you can also request Bookman to be at your community event. Mm-hmm. Just contact the Children's Services Council. We can work with you on that. But another way they can get involved, if you have a business or a congregation, a church, a synagogue, somewhere where families come and you would like a little library, we will stock that little library with books. And the idea is when families come in and they're waiting at your business or they're sitting around, the child and all ages grab a book and they read it while they're waiting. But the trick is we don't want them to return the book. We want them to take that book home with them so they build their own little library. And then you as a business, you let us know when you run out of books, and we restock them with the donated, gently used books and or new books to make sure that we're always getting books out.
Yes.
And all that information, again, is if you go to our Children's Services Council website, cscslc.org, or you can go to stlucyreads.org. And again, saint is stlucyreads.org. And I will also tell you, in the next month or so, we're going to unveil a new video that features Bookman.
Mm.
And I it's going to be a blockbuster. It's going to be right up there with Iron Man and the Avengers.
A million views.
All right, so let's meet the person behind. This is your warning. If you haven't had a
spoiler.
This is your warning. Let's meet the man behind Bookman, and that is Children's Services Council's own Community Engagement Coordinator, Mr. John Caesar.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Wow. So the burning question everybody wants to know is, are those real muscles or that foam? I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
I did push-ups when I came in.
Yeah. I was going to keep him in character and be like, oh, Bookman had to leave, and now we have John Caesar. But that's okay.
But you just have to be wearing the same outfit.
Yeah, we couldn't change his shirt, so I totally get it. But I've known John for a long time now. He went through leadership class.
Yes, 37.
Class 37. Yes. We're getting ready to enroll class 41. So, yeah.
Wow. So, John, we got a few minutes left. Tell us a little bit. I've known John. I knew John before when he was 16, 17 years old.
Oh, wow.
We do an award called the Outstanding Youth Award, and we give it to juniors and seniors at that time that either excelled in volunteerism, achievement, or leadership. And John, believe it or not, I don't know how many years ago, I'm going to say 14 years ago, won our Outstanding Youth Award, which included a $1,000 scholarship towards his college
education.
Education.
I didn't know he won. And your Ashley, that usually does this, was a Young Floridian winner as well. Yeah.
So John, how did you come to the Children's Services Council?
Wow. Only got 3 minutes. I'm
just kidding. Okay. Well, 30 seconds or left. Tell your story.
Like you mentioned, I got a reward for you guys. And I went to IRSC for 2 years, did my associates, and then went to FSU, Go Noahs, number 3 in the state in football. But back to the story. So I went to Tallahassee and came back home and just wanted to come back and give back to the community, because this is the community that raised me and did so much for me. And I reached out to a lot of guys, because I didn't have a father figure at home and things like that. So I reached out to a lot of guys, like, hey, like adult role models and adult caring adults that took the time to share information with me. So I reached out to say, hey, I'm back in town. I want to make a difference. And Sean was actually one of the people that took the time out. And I thank you continually. Took the time out to have coffee with me and just let me pick his brain to see how he got where he's at. Because I was new in this the journey of trying to be an adult and work. So long story short, years later, an opportunity came open at Children's Services Council, and we were talking, and I was in between jobs, and he shared it with me.
The true story is, I had to twist his arm to apply.
You did?
Yes, he did. He did not have the confidence to think he could do it.
Because it was actually for St. Lucie Reads, and I told him, and I was like, I don't even like reading. But...
And then we stuck him in a library and we locked the doors.
But yeah.
It clearly doesn't matter to him. When he gave me the Children's Award, he said I didn't like children.
Which was a number.
But at the end of the day, I think it was awesome because of my weakness of not having the love for reading, I allowed it to be a strength. And now that I go in community, because I was a non-reader, I looked at things differently, and I saw the children. We targeted the kids that didn't like books. So because of my thinking, my weakness became a strength, and I did so well that now I'm full-time with the Children's Services, and I love the job because at the end of the day, it doesn't feel like work because this is my community. I really truly believe it's our community. So going back and sharing the information as the outreach coordinator, my job is to share the resources because a lot of problems that I find in the community is there's so many resources, and a lot of them are even free, but it's just not knowing about them.
It's
just sharing the knowledge. You may not need the information, but you may run into someone in the grocery store or have a relative that may need it a couple months from now. So it's just learning, and reading is very important because that's how you could, that's another way of processing information and learning. So it worked out, and I'm grateful and I'm thankful to be able to be back in St. Lucie County, which I was raised. I know a lot of my classmates, some of them are gone, some of them are here, but I always encourage them to come back because at the end of the day, this is our state. We can't complain like we used to do if we're not willing to come back. So I'm just grateful and thankful.
And we're grateful that you did.
Yeah, and I got to say, if you want resources, and John hit upon it, knowledge is power, right? So if we know about resources, we can help our loved ones, we can help ourselves, we can help the families that come into our orbit. And John is great. If you have a business and you want directories, if you want to set a little library up, if you just want to learn more, give John a call at 408-1100. And I got to be honest with you, I'm just going to embarrass John here for a minute in our last 20 seconds.
Oh, great.
It's been great to see him not only grow as a professional, but to grow as a father. He has two young kids, and it's just been, he's a great member of our team.
Yeah, and the community. So we're very grateful that you decided to come back and give. Sean talked you into it.
We run out of time with Bookman and John. And Teresa, thank you so much for co-hosting. We greatly appreciate it. A reminder that it's a weekly radio program every Sunday on 104.5 The Flame, once a month, the TV show on WLX Horizons. If you miss one of those, don't fear, don't fret. You can always download the podcast version. Just pull up your favorite podcast app and look up Community Connections with Children's Services Council, and it's delivered to you because we are grateful for every listen. And a reminder that it's our children, our community, our future. Now more than ever, folks, we're all in this together. We'll see you next time.